Podcast Help Desk number 56 for July 31st, 2015.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. The Podcast Help Desk is now part of the Modern Life Network. Check out more great shows over at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Podcast Help Desk is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Check out more family-friendly shows at techpodcasts.com. You can always find the full show notes for each episode at podcasthelpdesk.com. Now, on with the show.
Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and of course, this is the Podcast Help Desk. And today I got a shorter show than normal, but I have a show, so that's a good thing. So before we get started here, I want to tell you about lynda.com. That's lynda.com. It's a video tutorial site. You name it, they have, things, how to do Photoshop, how to do, how to set up WordPress. It's just a great big bunch of how-to videos. And the way they do that is by subscription. It's normally $24.99 per month for unlimited. And if you want to do the premium membership, it's $34.99. What the premium membership gives you is like all the files that were used to make the project, say in one of Adobe's products or whatever. But it's a really great training site. I learned Audition, or at least the basics of Audition, watching lynda.com. And I've been a member of lynda.com for quite a while. And I just love it. They have new things, whenever somebody updates their software, the new version of it comes out on Lynda fairly quickly. And it just helps you with all kinds of things. You just have to go check it out. There's 3,733 different courses over there with over 100,000 videos. And, they got people like C.C. Chapman talking about marketing and such. And they've got Bertman Roy over there that teaches Photoshop. He's the Photoshop guru. If you ever watched Tech TV, he was on Screensavers all the time, showing off his, Photoshop artwork. And he's just truly an artist and knows Photoshop inside and out. And you can have, you can view that whole course by Bertman Roy over there at Lynda. And we got a special offer at Lynda for a 10-day free trial. All you have to do is go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Lynda, L-Y-N-D-A. That's modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Lynda for 10 days free. So we get that out of the way. Got a little news here. Not a lot. Mostly it's just Podcast Movement and the Academy of Podcasters Awards are starting as I'm recording here tonight, the 31st of July. And that goes, I believe, through either Saturday or Sunday. I think they got some things going on Sunday. But anyway, I'm not down there. I'm up here holding down the fort and podcasting to you guys. So thanks for listening. And if you are at Podcast Movement or you just are coming home from Podcast Movement, I hope you had a good time and I'll see you at NMX. One of the announcements, this is, through Blueberry. Blueberry announced their new services, a couple of new services, and a total redesign of the directory. They announced that back at NAB, but now it's going to happen real soon. But I'll talk about more of that here later in the show. But I wanted to make this one a little more informal than normal. Usually I talk about the nuts and bolts and the technology and all that. And I really wanted to get into why people podcast, and specifically why I podcast. I'll tell you about that. But, the reasons people podcast, you know, and there's probably more. And please give me some feedback. Tell me why you podcast or why you want to podcast. Because, you know, not everybody's in it for the same thing. You know, a lot of people just want to tell the world what they want to say. You know, it's like blogging. You know, you have a blog up there and you got a rant about something, you turn on the mic and rant. And that's, you know, perfectly viable reason to podcast. You know, why not? Should, you know, do what you want. And, you know, a lot of people are in it for hobby. A lot of people are in it for business. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it being a hobby. For me, it's 50-50. It's, you know, 50% professional, 50% hobby. You know, I don't make money directly with my podcast, generally. I mean, a little bit here and there, but nothing too huge, you know, a little bit of affiliate marketing there. And of course, the network gets the ad revenue for, you know, any ads that I might read here. And that's all fine and dandy. And it all works out in the end. But, you know, I'm not in it 100% for profit. I'm in it because of other reasons. But let's stick with my list here. Another reason to podcast is to promote a business. You look at John Lee Dumas. You look at Pat Flynn and, you know, and numerous copycats of those two that they podcast to promote their business. And there's certainly nothing wrong with it. And they provide, you know, some value. Pat Flynn, especially, you know, tons and tons of value. And I'm sure John does too. I just can't listen to his show. No offense. But, you know, so they use it to promote their business. And in John Lee Dumas's case, he actually makes pretty decent money. At least he says he does, directly from his podcast, you know, do it, you know, from the ads. And, you know, that's certainly a viable reason to do it. Other people just want to entertain. You know, they want to just, you know, put it out there. You know, I want to entertain. You know, a lot of comedians do that. And, you know, that's kind of a mixed use for comedians, because the comedians also, you know, they want to entertain and they want to grow their fan base, so that when they do come to, you know, Podunk Hills, Ohio, they, you know, people show up and they know them from their podcast. And so that's, you know, that's a great reason to podcast. And a lot of us like to just play with the audio gear. Speaking of which, I had a little Morse code going on in the background, which probably didn't hear that because it was on the other side of the microphone. But, you know, a lot of people like to just play with audio gear. And, you know, why not throw out a podcast while they're doing it? You know, it's, you know, I'm one of those. I love, you know, tweaking knobs and trying out new stuff. And you know, just, you know, it's great stuff, you know, and who knows? As Dave Jackson always says, you know, people ask him, you know, for hobby podcasters, they ask hobby podcasters, well, are you making any money with that? But they don't ask if you're making money from, say, ham radio, or if your hobby is, you know, building model airplanes. You know, they don't ask how much money you made with that, but when it seems with podcasts, they do, you know, like I said. But I've never been really asked that. I mean, I've been asked many times, how do I make money with podcasts? And, you know, all I tell them is, well, get popular and then sell stuff. I mean, that's really the gist of it. You're not going to get paid just to talk into the microphone. You got to support that somehow, or just make it a hobby. But a lot of people, you know, they do want to make money with their podcast, and sometimes that's the reason they get into it. And a lot of them are sadly disappointed fairly quickly. So those are the shows you see listed on iTunes that have 3 episodes that hasn't been updated in 2 years, because they, you know, get into it and they realize, A, it's work, and B, they're not making $1 million right away, or even a decent living. You know, it takes time. If you listen to Geek News Central, maybe you do, maybe you don't, that's by Todd Cochran, and he put out a video a while back, and I'll try to remember to stick a link in the show notes over at podcasthelpdesk.com/56. I got to throw that in there, but I'll try to embed that video in there. 10 years and 1,000 episodes, what Todd's learned from podcasting. And he gives some realistic numbers for people that want to podcast for the money. And you know, this you know, Todd's just the average guy, and he started his podcast, and he now makes a living from it mostly, and that's a great thing, you know. And so anyway, he tells that story, and it's pretty entertaining. That's his talk from NMX, although he re-recorded it for this video, so it isn't actually him talking on the stage at NMX. It's him giving the same spiel in his studio there, so the quality's good and all that. But check that out. Like I said, I'll have the show notes. We'll have a link to that. So, and one of the reasons a lot of people start podcasting is because they get fired from the radio. I mean, that happened to Adam Carolla, essentially. You know, one of the more popular podcasters out there. He was doing Loveline. He was doing a morning show in L.A., and he was doing The Man Show on the Comedy Central Network and Crank Anchors. And, you know, over time, he either got fired or quit, or the show quit, or whatever happened. Show got canceled. And so he started podcasting, and he's doing pretty decent at it. So that's, you know, another reason. And like I said, that's just the reasons that I know of. There's others, you know, people just like to talk. And this is easier than blogging. It's easier than writing, you know, once you get the tech out of the way. And like I said, I'm all about the tech, but this episode, not so much. And the reason in particular that I do them is I have fun with it. You know, I enjoy making podcasts. When a podcast comes to the point where, oh, geez, I gotta make the podcast again, then I know it's time to do something else, because, you know, sometimes they get that way. And, you know, you look at my history in podcasting, and, you know, I've got several shows that I tried and weren't fun after a little bit and got rid of them. But this show's always been fun because it's something I'm passionate about. And that's one of the reasons you know, one of the things you need to have to start a successful podcast, you got to be passionate about the topic. And I'm definitely passionate about podcasting and specifically the technology. But there's other reasons that I do it particularly is I like to help others. I like to help others learn new things. I like to help people out with the technical issues. And you know, this is one of the ways that I do that. Another way I do that is through, you know, tech support at Blueberry. I do most of the tech support over there. And that's, you know, that's for money, obviously. But, you know, I do enjoy it. And I enjoy it enough to do this one, you know, this podcast for free. You know, pretty much for free. Like I said, I make a little bit here and there with affiliate stuff and all that. And I guess I got a speaking gig coming up too, actually. I can't really announce when and where, but I can actually do when. It's sometime in October. So if that comes through, I'll make a little money from that and get to see a part of the country I haven't been to yet. So that'll be fun. But again, you know, gives me some opportunities like that. Like I would have never had the gig with Blueberry had I not podcasted. I wouldn't have gotten the gig at the radio station that I work at very, very part-time. You know, there's lots of things that I can do now, or that I do now that I would not have had the opportunity to do if it weren't for my podcast. And I didn't know that coming in, but now I do. Same idea. I get to meet lots of people because of my podcasts. You know, I've met you know, most of the podcast gurus out there I know personally and am friends with. I know, you know, several other high-profile podcasters. I've met Adam Curry. I've met Adam Carolla. I've, you know, gotten to, you know, hang out with some pretty cool people and some people that I, you know, I'm still friends with, even though I met them back in 2007. I haven't seen them since, but We converse and we know each other, and you know, it's great for networking. And as I stated before, I like playing with the gear. You know, I am kind of a gearhead. I'm a ham radio operator, so you know, I like all the gizmos and gadgets. And I guess that's the reason I play banjo over some other possible instruments, is because a banjo is like a hot rod. you know, you can modify it. You know, you put a new tone ring in it or a new new bridge, or, you know, you modify it. But banjos are very modifiable instruments. You know, like a guitar is, you know, there's some modifications there. But a banjo, you can really tweak and play around with it and play around with the sound. And I kind of like that. Like I said, with this audio equipment, with the ham radio equipment, I do like messing around with vehicles and all that. And, you know, this just kind of fits right in. And I always wanted to be on the radio. And right now, currently, I show up on two different radio stations around here. So, like I said, never would have done that without my podcast. And just go back to the number one thing is it's fun. I like sitting here talking into this microphone. Today, incidentally, is the PR40. I have the headphone on my head, the headphone mic on my head, use that as my regular headphones, but I don't know, for some reason I figured I'd use the PR40 today, so. But I'll probably use the headset just as much. So, and I in this section I also have reasons people give for not podcasting. Let's make sure I'm recording. Yep, I'm recording. Almost 17 minutes in already, and I thought this was going to be a shorter one. But a lot of people give reasons like, well, it takes so much time. Well, it doesn't have to. Like today, I'm recording live to the hard drive. When I hit stop, I'm going to run it through one process. I'm going to make an MP3. I'm going to upload it. I'm going to post it, and I'm done. You know, 10 minutes. Now, Dave Jackson always uses the 4-to-1 ratio. You know, for 1 minute of audio, expect to spend 4 minutes doing it. So, you know, and that's not unreasonable, and that's what normally happens. You know, show prep, of course, you know. So if I take all that time in there, this show is probably going to end up being, you know, 30 minutes or so, and I'll probably have an hour and a half into it. So it's still not too far off of that 4-to-1 ratio, but you got to... You know, it's not super time consuming. And if you only have 15 minutes, you know, make a 5-minute podcast. You know, if you have an hour a week, well, make a 15-minute podcast. You know, do it that way. Or do it like me here lately, you know, for the summer, since it's real busy as far as, you know, my work life and personal life is really busy. So I'm cutting back to twice a month on this podcast, plus the fact that I'm launching another podcast or relaunching another podcast. So I figured, you know, I've only got so much time to do this, so let's do it right instead of doing, you know, I could come here and talk for an hour and a half, but I don't have an hour and a half's worth of material. And, you know, I don't really have the time to do that all the time. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. The other reason I hear is it's expensive. It doesn't have to be. I mean, you know, I'm a little hard-nosed when it comes to, you know, if you're going to take it seriously, do it the way I suggest to do it. But if you want to just do it for fun, then, you know, there's myriads of ways to do it for free or nearly free. And, you know, we'll go into some of those at a later date. But suffice it to say, you know, I know a guy that does a podcast and all he has is an iPhone. It's the only equipment he bought. He loads his files onto archive.org, which I don't recommend, but it's free. It does sort of work. And he, you know, does a few other things. He has a website. So he pays for $3 a month web hosting at GoDaddy, I think, and his domain name once a year. And that's really all it costs him. So, you know, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It can cost a lot of money. And if you want to take it seriously, it costs some money. But, you know, you can podcast for free or nearly free. A lot of people say they don't like the sound of their own voice. Well, believe me, I didn't either. But you get over that. So, you know, just get in there and do it. Don't worry about it. You don't sound like you sound to yourself to other people. Well, I don't know if that's a good sentence or not. But you get my drift. Other people will hear you, and they hear you differently than you hear yourself. So don't worry about that. You know, you'll get used to it. And it's, you know, it's well worth it. Mic fright. You know, a lot of people are just afraid to broadcast. You know, I've never been one of those people. That's one thing. You know, I can get up in front of a crowd of 1,000 people and talk just like I'm talking across the table at a bar to somebody. So, you know, public speaking is not one of my phobias. You know, so many other people have that problem. I guess I was blessed not to have that problem, but get over it. You know, you're just talking, you know, if you got to, you know, just imagine you're talking to your friend on the phone, you know, and essentially that's what I'm doing here. I'm talking to my friend on the phone. It's just all of you are my friends, or, you know, you are a friend and you over there are a friend. And, you know, so I think of it that way. I'm talking to individuals here. I'm not talking to a group so much, you know. I mean, I know I've got many, many listeners. And, you know, but I'm talking just to you. So I'm not nervous about it. And a lot of people think it's too geeky. Oh, you got a podcast? Geez, what kind of pointy-headed geek are you? Well, yeah, I guess I can be. It is sort of geeky, but it's getting less so. I mean, you know, with Podcast One and all the celebrities coming on and, you know, just people are taking it up. And, you know, the more people that listen, the more mainstream it'll get. And, you know, it'll just roll like, you know, grow and roll like a big giant snowball. And by the time it hits the bottom, it'll be huge. And hopefully it won't hit the bottom. And I'm sitting here looking at my Slack coming in. And, wow, that's crazy. Blueberry. Yeah, I'll get into blueberry stuff here in the next segment, but suffice it to say, you know, there's a lot of reasons for not podcasting. One of the things is you don't have anything to say. And if that's the case, if you don't have anything to say, then you don't need to podcast. Just listen to some good podcasts, you know, because, you know, there's nothing worse than somebody turning on the mic and saying, you know, well, I really don't know what I'm going to talk about today, but I'm going to do a show and blah, 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 you know, and they waste your time. And I try not to waste too much time. You know, if you want to waste time, go to MikeDell.com and listen to Mike Dell's World. That's my waste of time podcast. You know, of course, I've got the Geek of the North, which is restarting at episode 50. I retired it a couple of years ago. I think I mentioned it last time. But that's coming back next Friday. I'm going to record that one if River Don't Rise and all that good stuff. But I do plan on doing that bi-weekly at the beginning. And this one will go back to weekly probably after August. So this will be bi-weekly, and then Geek of the North will be the off week and all that. So we'll keep it real. So. Anyway, we're going to go into the next segment. The next segment would be the blueberry tip of the week, sort of. But it's not really the blueberry tip of the week because there's really no tip in this one. But I'm just going to tell you about some of the things that Blueberry is doing. And they announced at the show, actually just announced yesterday or the day before, PowerPress Sites. And what this is media hosting, podcast statistics, and WordPress hosting all in one place. You can post, upload, publish from WordPress. You know, your archive, you can replace files. You know, same as our hosting has been all along, except for now you can also host your WordPress site there. Or if you don't want to get fancy, and here's where it gets cheap, is, you know, the basic plan for WordPress site is free. You know, you pay your $12 minimum, you know, that's the lowest plan for the hosting, but you get a free WordPress site with that. Now, granted, it's not a super fancy WordPress site. It'll look nice. You know, I've seen a couple of mock-ups. They haven't nailed down the theme yet, but it'll be a single theme. It'll look decent. You'll be able to customize it by colors and put your logo on it, and the beauty of it is it's just going to work. And with a free plan, you don't get to use your domain name. You get to use, you know, yourpodcast.blueberry.com, you know, but it's still a decent setup. It's better than some of the other all-in-one podcast hosting companies that, you know, want you to promote their brand. This is still promoting your brand. It's just, That's a blueberry.com at the end. But for $20, you can get the deluxe plan. And the deluxe plan, it lets you use your domain. It has SSL, you know, has multiple themes to pick from, the most popular plugins. And the beauty of it is it's all maintained by us. So you don't have to worry about WordPress updates and plugin updates and all that. You just worry about your content and, you know, check it out. And then we got the pro account, and this deal is, you can't, you know, try getting a dedicated server anywhere else for any cheaper, but this is a dedicated server for $50 a month. That's a dedicated server. You can do multi-site, you can do membership sites, you got the developer's tools, you can, you know, pretty much it's, you know, great WordPress hosting on top of good media hosting, and just be all set. You know, you could run your podcast off of that, and you get as popular as Adam Carolla, and it won't go down. So it's a dedicated server. So anyway, I don't want to make this a giant blueberry commercial, but I'm telling you, I'm excited about this. I've been sitting on this for 6 months, and finally, it's coming sometime in August, hopefully sometime earlier in August, but sometime in August. If you want to see it in action, and you really won't notice anything different from normal, go check out geeknewscentral.com and all of its associated sites over there, geeknewscentral.com. All of that's running now on a Blueberry Pro dedicated server account. PowerPress Sites, that's the branding over there. By the time you listen to this, and even if it hasn't come out yet, the newest version of PowerPress is coming out hopefully today, but sometime really soon. Then it'll have the subscribe by email links in it. So if you go to Podcast Help Desk right now, you'll notice the big buttons there to subscribe in the sidebar there. There's a new one, subscribe by email. Of course, that's that subscribe by email service that Blueberry's let out, I think, last week, something like that. Let's see. Oh, and I talked about this before, but it's actually coming true soon, is the Blueberry Directory expansion, and it's being completely redesigned. I was just looking at the final mock-up of it, so it's about to go live. Can't give you an exact date or time, but they're working on it, and that's what I was watching on my Slack here. They were talking about that, Angelo and Todd over there at Blueberry. Todd's at Fort Worth for the conference, and Angelo's in Columbus pounding away at the keyboard trying to get all this stuff going. But our directory right now has around 35,000 podcasts in it. It's going to be going to 270,000. But don't know when the directory will populate. I'm kind of watching it here. Anyway, inside information. Too much behind the scenes there. But anyway, I'm really excited about PowerPress Sites and subscribe by email. And I do believe there's one more product announcement, but I'm not sure when that'll happen. But this will get it going. You know, PowerPress Sites, I'm looking forward to moving over to that with a couple of my shows, so that I don't have to be on a lousy little shared hosting account, which so far is going good. Of course, Podcast Help Desk went down 2 days ago for most of the day because of a database server error over at GoDaddy. So I wasn't real happy with that, but I got to say, you know, I've been with them almost 10 years, and it's the first time, so I can't complain too much. And even if I did, nobody would care. There, I gotta go to the website here because I knew there was one other thing I wanted to mention. And oh yeah, DreamHost. And you know, it seems funny that I'm gonna recommend DreamHost, but I'm gonna recommend DreamHost because it's a good shared hosting outfit, and they do good, you know, WordPress hosting as well over there. And as low as $8.95 a month, and you get your domain for free over there. So if you haven't done anything yet, that's an option. So go check that out. The banner there on the right side of podcasthelpdesk.com. We'll get you started. Just click that, go over there. Of course, you can support the show at Blueberry. And when they come out with Blueberry sites or PowerPress sites, this will work for that. You get a free month of service by using the promo code HELPDESK for any of the services over at blueberry.com. Media hosting, WordPress hosting, or premium stats. Now, this WordPress hosting, by the way, only works if you have a media hosting account as well. We're not going to do just generic WordPress hosting. This is specific WordPress hosting for podcasters. So, anyway, and let's see, what else did I have? Okay. Being that it's kind of the dog days of podcasting in the summer here, in fact, there is a site called dogdaysofpodcasting.com, I believe, that I am going to be participating in. Over at mikedell.com, I'm going to be doing a show every day from August 4th through September 4th. May only be 2 minutes, might be 5 minutes, might be from my phone, might be from my studio, might be from the Sugar Island Music Fest, who knows. But I'm going to do one episode a day for 30 days, or 31 days, I guess. I don't know, the 4th of August through the 4th of September. But part of the problem here is that the questions have slowed down. You know, I noticed my listenership's dropped off a little bit, you know, for the summer. That's normal. Happens every year, you know, for the last 10. So it's nothing abnormal, but now's the time to get your question answered. So if you got a question about podcasting or about a particular service, what I think about it, and, you know, or what the consensus is about that particular service, you know, drop me a line. 231-421-4490 is the feedback hotline. And of course, I also have the leave a voicemail link on the website. You can send me an email of your question, either text or audio, to podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com. Let's see. Problem with this outro is I forget when the voice comes in, but I started. This is live to the hard drive, so I think I'm just going to let you listen to the music here. I think I've got about 15 seconds. So, anyway, with that, I'll catch you guys next time, and you can catch me later. Like 20 seconds. Okay, 25.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.
See, that wasn't smooth at all. That's what happens when I do live to the hard drive. Catch you later.